levers continue to be pulled. And each adjustment made fewer things possible. But made those remaining possibilities heavier, denser, harder to dislodge. The screen glowed steadily. The cat watched. The apartment held. The lock-in did not arrive as an event. It arrived as an absence of alternatives. He noticed it when he tried to improvise. Improvisis had once been effortless, small deviations, minor substitutions. A different cup, a different chair, a different order of operations. Now these attempts stalled before becoming actions. The thought would begin and then lose traction, like a sentence that cannot find its verb. The films never did this. Within the films, variation remained possible, but only within a tightening corridor. Clothing could be exchanged for clothing of the same function. A posture could be replaced by a homologous posture. A room could be swapped for another room that obeyed the same internal geometry. Nothing essential was violated, nothing snapped. He learned to recognize the difference between a substitution that preserved the structure and one that threatened it. In the scenes, there were garments whose purpose was not concealment, but designation stockings that did not hide skin, but divided the body into zones of relevance, belts that never fastened but remained present, a latent boundary, collars that carried no leash but implied one, transforming the neck into a site of orientation, others that did carry a leash. The acts that followed these garments were always secondary. What mattered was the precondition. Once the garment was present, certain continuations became admissible and others were silently excluded. He began to edit the film so that the garments appeared before anything else. The body entered already constrained by meaning. When he laid these sequences, the garments synchronized more easily than faces. Fabric lined across years, across productions, across platforms. The same crease appeared in different videos, the same tension at the knee, the same pause while a strap was adjusted. Not because it needed adjusting, but because the adjustment itself was required. He felt this requirement now in his own movements. He is in the corridor that does not belong to the flat, but borrows its dimensions. The walls are too close to be architectural. They are close in the way a thought is close when it will not leave. The carpet absorbs sound without softening. At each step registers as pressure rather than noise. At the end of a corridor sits the cat. The cat is his cat and not his cat. It has the correct markings and the wrong posture. Its back is too straight, its head too still. It watches him with the gaze animals reserved for machinery. It's not curiosity, not affection, not hunger, but assessment. Behind the cat is a wall that should not open, but as the opening is not a door. It is a revealed depth, a rectangular subtraction from the wall that exposes an interior that is not behind anything else. Inside that space are levers. They are not identical. Some are metal, some with some wood, some rubberized, some are polished by use, others untouched. Each lever is mounted into a surface that refuses to identify itself as control panel or altar or machine. The levers are simply there, protruding slightly different angles, each with its own resistance profile that he can sense without touching. The cat turns its head and looks at the levers, then back at him. Then back at the levers, the sequence repeats, precise, patient. The cat raises a paw. The paw is small. The lever it selects is not. There is no reason to think the paw can move it. The cat applies pressure anyway. The lever does not resist. It yields as if waiting. The sound is not mechanical. It is a rearrangement of air. The corridor narrows by a fraction, not visibly, functionally. At the same instant, elsewhere, Simura's mouth opens. She swings her hips, inviting some sort of sex. Her legs unfold, her underwear falls into her. He does not see her. He knows all this because the dream supplies the knowledge without image. Her opening is not an action, but an action granted too widely. The space behind her mouth, between her legs, between her backside, ceases to be interior. It becomes access that the dream does not show or enters. It only registers that entry is now possible. The cat withdraws its paw. Nothing returns to how it was. The cat withdraws its paw. Nothing returns to how it was. Now withdraws its paw.